Hello, my name is Susanne Schröter-Bergen, and today I'm talking about analyzing localness of OSM data. At first, I will show you my overview of my presentation. I will talk about what localness is and which methods have already been applied to measure localness. After this, I'm contrasting two methods, and further, I will show you some prospects for more research, and then I will come to my conclusion. Let me start with the general embedding of OSM. With the Web 2.0, a new hope was connected that new civil society projects such as OSM will open up the production of geographical knowledge. Before Web 2.0, the production of geographical knowledge was dominated by governmental organizations, such as military, cartography and surveying offices or universities, and a few specialized private sector companies. It is assumed that now many ordinary people on the ground can generate knowledge about their everyday environment through new tools in Web 2.0. This is called Volunteer Geographic Information, or VGI. It is assumed that now everyone can join in. But OSM is still dominated by certain groups and their worldviews, mostly highly educated people from the global north, which are male and have a high affinity to technology, start to map. Already, Gottschild argued in 2007 in his much-cited VGI founding text as follows. Thus, the most important value of VGI may lie in what it can tell about local activities in various geographic locations that go unnoticed by the world's media and about life at a local level. Also, other early scholars follow this argument. This is a regularly reproduced mantra of the debate on volunteer geographic information and can be summarized by the term localness. This it emphasizes the actual or at least the desired local production of geographical information, but in fact relatively little is known about how local the data actually are. Last but not least, there's a lack of deeper reflection of localness. On closer examination, localness is first of all only an attribution that is brought to VGI from the academic debate. The local expertise operates as a claim to truth of VGI, in contrast to conventional geodata, whose truth claim is more likely to be based on professional and technical expertise. VGI is often legitimized by its authenticity due to its localness. Although localness is accepted as a central quality feature of VGI, it is hardly taken into account for its evaluation. On the mailing list and in the forum, questions of localness and remoteness were discussed frequently and also sometimes controversially, for example, in the context of data imports or automated mapping tools, the use of satellite images, the mapping in the global south, or with reference to the humanitarian OSM team. For this, a reflected examination of the term or a systematic empirical study of its significance for VGI communities has not yet been carried out. Our key interest is therefore to further investigate the significance and the relevance of the localness. We follow a mixed method approach with a qualitative side, which I will talk about later in the outlook. We want to make a critical reflection of the localness term, and with a focus on the quantitative side, we want to look at the empirical comparison of localness in OSM. This is based on data analysis of OSM data. We started with a synopsis of all methods that have been already used to measure localness. The examination of the already implemented methods suggests that there are structural differences in the evaluation of the local material. On the one hand, the approaches pursue the goal of determining the geographic origin of or the home base of a OSM user. This is what I'm calling now local mappers. The methods that were used all have different requirements and varying efforts, and the authors had different spatial scopes and scales, and often, for example, a national level was used and not a global one. I'd like to give you now a brief overview of already used methods. First edits can be investigated out of the first node or the first enchained set. These first edits may indicate the location of a OSM user. I will come back later to this approach when I'm talking about contrasting two methods. Other approaches focus on the activity area of a mapper, with the Delaunay triangulation NICE and TIP-ZIPF determined for each OSM mapper the area with the maximum number of node edits of a mapper or of his or her chainset sent reads. More easily, the country with the most edited nodes of a mapper can be determined. Also, the center of mass of all the chainset bounding boxes can be calculated. Lastly, Johnson et al. Proposed to calculate the geometric median of all edited nodes of a user. Other approaches consider, for example, the location of a mapper in the region where he or she had the most edit days. Also, the maximum number of different tags in a region can be used as a locating method for mappers. Or also the maximum number of local tags in a region, but this needs a specification of which tags can be considered as local. And this might be influenced by the researcher's view. This leads me to the examination of what local content is. These methods, which look at local content, seek to find out where the density of local information is high, like where is a high local content. There are some approaches which focus on the OSM full history dump. For example, you can look at particular keys which are considered as relevant, and there the density of these keys is observed. Another approach is to observe the total density of tags or unique keys per object. We use this approach, so I will come back later to it. Quinn also looked at the OSM chainset dump. He focused on the use of languages in the comments of the chainset. In the case of South America, he observed the preference of different tags per language group, and with that he could determine if a chainset was made by a local or remote mapper. Also, the OSM track dump or the OSM nodes dump can be observed. The track dump only exists until 2013, but still it can be an indicator for local knowledge because the tracks are usually collected on the ground with own equipment. Pascal Nice also looked at the OSM nodes dump and localized the nodes per country. Further investigation of the language of the nodes can lead to information of local knowledge. At a first insight, you can observe that many of these used methods work best at regional scale and only some function for a global comparison. And since other scholars mostly concentrate on either the localness of mappers or the localness of data, we are most interested in contrasting both approaches. We do so in implementing two methods that work on a global scale, one focusing on local mappers, the first chainset, and one aiming at identifying local content, the density of tags and different keys per cell. On a global level, with these two approaches, we attempt a data-driven operationalization and approximation of localness. But it is important to note for us that these are just approaches and they cannot lead to a final answer what localness is and how to measure it. With the combination of these methods, we hope to explore whether local data actually coincides with the distribution of local mappers. Using the rather simple method of looking at the first OSM chainset of a user and similar to NICE, we examine the localness of mappers across the world. We assume that the first chainset of a mapper is near his or her original location, but the interpretation of this method is also limited since it is always possible that a new OSM user first has mapped remotely or away from home on a trip. So this method can only be there as an approximation. We use the first chainset instead of the first node because the first node requires the usage of the OSM full history dump, which requires much more computing power, but the result is not much better, so we choose the first chainset. As I said, the method was used before, but the focus was not on the global level. And the advantage of exploring the first change set is that it can easily be applied for the whole globe, for every mapper, and not exclusively for the very active mappers. The result, as you can see on the map, mirrors the same fundamental global inequalities that are also known from other research. You can see that that there is again a regional center-periphery and a global north-south divide. Localness follows the same pattern. However, this one method cannot give a lot of information whether the data that mappers edit is just plainly putting a new way or node on the map, or adding crucial information about a building onto the map. And we want to examine closer whether the information on the map is defined by a great amount of tech or a great variety of different keys. So as a working hypothesis, it is assumed that the more specified information there is, the more knowledge the mapper must have had. And this knowledge is not likely to be as accessible from afar. Instead, it is more likely to be associated with a higher localness. Cisra et al. Have already applied this method on a regional level for selected mappers, but we want to take a look at the global level. So we determined the ratio of the sum of all used OSM tags to the number of OSM elements per spatial unit. Also, we looked at the ratio of the sum of different OSM tags to the number of OSM elements per spatial unit. Naturally, this is just another approximation, and it does not have to be that a great amount of tags means that there is a lot of local knowledge. The method has not yet been calculated globally, so because we are still in the progress, but I will show you some results in a few seconds. When applied for different time periods, this method can also show where a high variability of the data exists. And when we are done with the first exploration, we can also look for coincidences of this method with the analysis of the first chain sets. Here you can see two exemplary cases, Nigeria on the left and Germany on the right, with a grid of approximately 100 square kilometers, and the data for the 1st of January 2020. Here you see the sum of the different OSM keys to the number of OSM elements. And the darker the grids are, the more different keys per object exist. You can see that Nigeria is more colorful than Germany. That's because there are less objects in each grid. At the same time, you can look at the ratio of the amount of text per object. Here you can put a special attention to the border areas, where a higher ratio is noticeable due to the tagging of borders. But here a more detailed examination is required. In total, Nigeria has more areas with a lower and a higher tagging ratio. And that is because there are more areas with few objects. That brings me to my outlook for further research in this field. After exploring localness on a global level and data-driven, we are still doing, as you see, we want to pursue further research that critically reflects the concept of localness. Therefore, we want to conduct interviews and attend OSM meetings in a concrete case study and examine also some written materials, such as in the mailing lists or the OSM forum or the OSM wiki. And we plan to include both active user groups and also local content, as I showed before. And using this regional case study, the richness and variability of the data can be investigated. With our further research, we want to focus on different questions that are focusing on the mapper or also on the data and the produced knowledge. Firstly, we want to examine the relationship between local and remote mappers more closely, and also to what extent the contributors really are normal local people who map their everyday environment, and also how much the mappers themselves recognize themselves as localness as a claim to authority, a mark of quality, or also a normative guideline. Important for us is also the question if there are conflicts between local and non-local mappers about authority or truth. With a focus on the data and the produced knowledge, we want to look at the dividing lines between local and non-local data, and also look at the question of to what extent can a project such as OSM with a globally uniform attribute system represent a limitation of local knowledge. This could happen when identical attributes are used in different local and socio-cultural contexts. This is possible because the standards are often originated in an European context. If one takes a closer look to the data at the object level, it becomes evident that the richness of the data is variable and dynamic. This may imply that the significance of the produced geographical knowledge is contested. In conclusion, let me now sum up my main points. After demonstrating the importance of localness in the project of OSM, I showed which attempts have already been made to measure localness. And we saw that it is relatively difficult to approach the concept globally, firstly, because the concept is not clearly defined, and secondly, because there is a large amount of data involved. In the next part, I showed that we try to approach localness based on data-driven approaches on a global level by combining two methods, but we are still in the progress. And one of them is focusing on local mappers and the other on the richness of OSM data. Since the research is not fully carried out, the focus was on the methods instead of the results of the methods. In the last part of my presentation, I indicated that our research will continue. We will use qualitative methods to take a closer look at a regional case study or at material such as the OSM forum or wiki. We will further explore the relation between local and non-local mappers and non-local and local OSM data. With that, I will leave it for today. I'm looking forward to receiving your questions and remarks. This is just a work in progress, so I'm happy to hear any remarks and ideas from you or tips. You can also contact me at my email address. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you everyone. Thank you, Susanne, for excellent presentation. And now it's time for the questions and answers. So now we turn our attention to the session part or the question part or the hack part. And I can see lots of comments. And Susanne, you have received a lot of attention. I'm seeing about 26 people in attendance. And thank you everyone for waiting when we started, and there were some hitches with the video streaming. So I'll start with the comments. So someone is pointing to Pascal Ness. So someone says, for mappers who start through hot OSM, their first change may be non-local, but you could look for missing maps or hot OSM hashtag and other tasking manager tags, et cetera, in the change set comment to filter those out. Someone also says, I would say that a great deal of mapping in the developing world is performed by mappers who are starting to map very, very in capital letters, far away from where they live. And I'm a great example. And this is coming from Greg Rose. That's exactly how I started. Thanks for this comment, Greg Rose. I think going through this comment will give us a context for the discussion. So I will continue with the comments. Another comment says, I agree. If you live in a well-mapped place like London, you may not see any point in adding tourism there. But when you travel to a relatively unmapped place, you are much more likely to map. This one is typing, so I'll skip that. As a local mapper, I'm paranoid. One day, something will come along and delete all my hard work. That's interesting. I think this person is touching on vandalism. I'll come back to this comment five later because the person is composing it. So we have, in terms of questions, I have my own here, and there is one question here for Suzanne. Is the local tax analysis done at the country level, or what is the size of regions considered? This is coming from Claire.
Okay.
Over to you, Suzanne.
Okay, thanks again also for the many comments. And I want to comment the comments a little bit. Because also, I know that I also said in the presentation that this one method of looking at the first change set is, of course, just an approximation. And the comment that I can look for the hashtag missing maps or hashtag hot awesome OSM or something like this is very helpful, I think. And I wanted to only show this method, but I also show that there are other methods there too. And so I'm happy to read or to hear about the comments and what people think about using the first change set. And about the local tech analysis, like I said, these tech analysis were not performed for the whole world until now. Only like others already looked at some smaller regions, like I think some part of Italy, and I also started to look at country levels. But the plan is to do this on a global level and to look also if there are different patterns between global north and global south, or between country side and town, or in, I like to zoom in to the national context, but also to zoom out to look at the bigger picture. Yeah,
brilliant. Thank you, Suzanne, for addressing this question. I think there are no more questions, but I think we have a maximum of about 10 minutes, so we can exhaust this. I'll start with one question I have here. I actually agree with you that the concept of localness is not clearly defined, and considering the fact that also this work is ongoing. So you described local as home base. So when you say home base, are you considering the country level or community level or something else? For example, Pascalnice, I think someone has pointed this in the comments. Pascalnice's work on OSM nodes, which you considered local, is at the country level, for example. So when you say localness and say home base, what are your views on this?
You mean with home days, the home of the person, or what did you mean?
Yes, so that's what I heard in the talk, that you said home base. So I assume that this is the home country.
Yes.
So in the home country, in this sense, in my mind, if you say local and then home base, I'm assuming that at this point you are at the country level. You are talking about things at the country level.
I think the country level is a first step, but it would be better to look at the more detail within the country if you want to look at other the mappers mapping from the town to into the countryside, or are they only the people from their village map their village? So that it would be also interesting to not look to not only determine the location of a mapper per country, but also per smaller district or per smaller grid cell. Yes, but it's also as an approximation, the country level also gives a good impression and about where someone that where more mappers are from and where less mappers map from. Yes, but also like the comments, the question about what is local knowledge is also the question. If you like being in another country for a longer time. I don't know, when does it start to be a local? Are you, you're still not a local, even if you were there for some time, but if you were never there, you only know less information. But if you were there at least for a trip, you know better about this place as someone, a remote mapper who only looks at the satellite imagery.
That is very interesting. So probably I will link this to in the comments for, because we don't have any more questions. So let's jump into discussion now using the comments and what comes up. I think in comment three, Greg Rose talked about the fact that, you know, he was far away and things like that, and could map somewhere else. And he's a great example in terms of mapping in the developing world, even though he is far away from home and things like that. So that brings me to the thing I'm thinking of in terms of the localness or local mappers and remote mappers. So in one sense, I think there is a distinction in your talk. I think you try to differentiate these two. But then on the other hand, I get a sense that there could be the same group. But then you're using local knowledge as sort of a criteria for either differentiating or bringing them together, and so I'm asking, so because on one you seem to differentiate local and remote mappers, but on the other hand it seems that you are not, so mappers have more knowledge which is likely to be local knowledge. Do you mean even for remote mappers with such knowledge? So for example, if a remote mapper, let's put, for example, Greg Rose in the comment, who is now a remote mapper and has local knowledge and is mapping somewhere else. Would you consider Greg as a remote mapper, now a local, or within your concept of localness, a local mapper?
Yes, like the distinction between the local remote mappers and also the local knowledge is like was a result of seeing which methods were already applied to measure this localness. But I also think if Greg, as an example, is a remote mapper mapping somewhere else, and in another analysis, I'm looking for local knowledge, and he's mapping there like very specific local text, then he would be considered as local knowledge, even if he would be considered in another analysis as a remote mapper, because his his main area is somewhere else. But still, his knowledge, his produced information could be considered as local in the case that it is very rich or very he's very up to date, and he uses information that a local also could know.
Yeah. Very interesting. So I would assume that in this case, you have a redundancy in this case that Greg will be both local and remote.
Yeah.
In your
analysis. Kind of. Yeah.
Brilliant. Congratulations, Greg. I think you have been promoted for having both status as either a local or a remote mapper because of the great work you're doing. I've seen interesting questions also coming up. We have about 2 or 3 minutes, so maybe you can just keep it short. One says, am I local when I map gas pipeline that is a quarter of France? That's I think this is very interesting, because then I think we need more background of this person, isn't it?
Yes, because we need more background.
Yeah, with respect to the local knowledge, because in your case, you're using the local knowledge as a benchmark. So whoever asks this question, we need more information about your local knowledge, and that will determine whether you're local or remote. are you okay with Susanna with this? Or
yeah, I'm okay with this, yes.
Okay, one more. I think we have another question here.
Yeah.
It would be great to have access to data about localness. Are you planning to release either the data or your algorithms so that others can run them too? This from Frederick.
Yes, I also want to say that I used the help of the Highgit. This is in Germany also, and I don't know if they also are doing a lot of work with OpenStreetMap and history analysis. And it's on GitHub already, the code I used for the tech analysis. But for the other analysis, I think, yeah, I can also publish or release this. But when I'm releasing the data in a like paper, you will read about it. I can share it with the community, and that people can see what I've done, what are the results, and yeah, the data should be also included to this, that people can know what I've done. So this is the plan, and maybe I can also put them on a dashboard or somewhere online that you can look at it, and maybe a little bit of interactive page. But like I said, I'm still in my progress, and I'm new in this academia. I only started in January, so it's everything is new still, and that's, but I'm planning to release this and
yeah, share. Brilliant. Thank you everyone for this excellent session. I think there are a lot of comments, there are interesting things happening here, and I think we'll follow on with that. And I hope all of you enjoy the rest of the conference. And Susanne, we've got a higher attendance. We are now going from, I think we started from around 22, it's now about 20, 31. So thank you everyone for the excellent comments here. Tad, thank you Tad, all Mappe, Greg Rose, Annie, Rosie Maps, G, all of you, Janet, thank you all for this wonderful session. We made it happen, and thank you, everyone. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference. Bye-bye.
Thank you.